Hello, hello, Two Harbors. It is 5 o'clock, and that means it is time for our live beet farm here today. If you are listening, you will get to enjoy Garth Anderson and friends, so stay tuned.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple, and I hope it's new. Own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Hello, thanks for being here with us on the Beet Farm Show at KTWH 99.5, low power, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed at ktwh.org. We're Leslie and Carl, and our Beet Farm shows are live from 5 to 6 on the third Fridays of the month when we host local singer-songwriters, storytellers, and performers in this KTWH studio. Beet Farms are replayed the following Sunday at 3 p.m. as well. Anyone can also access archive programs of all kinds at ktwh.org. Thanks ever so much for listening, and welcome to our guests today, Garth Anderson, who came up from Duluth with a couple of friends. Joshua Tesh is here on electric guitar and pedal steel. Whoops, I guess just pedal steel for Joshua. And Jeremy Roseth on percussion. And Garth Anderson will be doing the vocals and playing an awesome guitar. So welcome to you guys.
Hi.
And really, I'm so glad that you were able to come up. And I first scheduled Garth, and when he said he was bringing a couple of friends, I was ecstatic. So a little bit about Garth. Garth writes and records music in his garage studio. Generally, he does vocals and plays acoustic and electric guitars, drums, as well as harmonica, and I guess keyboard also. Can you just start us out with a song right away?
That sounds good, Leslie.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Sure, our pleasure.
We're going to play a song called White Light. I like this song because I believe this is the first song that I played with these guys when we first got together. Stable, use a cable in this box, young and able. It's irony, it's entropy, it's gonna be to turn the table. White light, second sight, white heat. See the tunnel, leap of faith. I can't see, I can't hear her calling. There's nothing new, says the preacher. God is dead, says the teacher. The box is old, can you reach her? Is she too far from the shore? White heat, I repeat, Lord help me, I'm falling. I can hear, I can see, I can feel her calling. Lord, I'm tired of this fight. You'd be a fool, it would be cruel think that you'd get out of here with anything, anything. I've seen it all, says the preacher. There's nothing I can teach her. She must have been a fool to think that she'd get out with anything, anything, anything. Keep it stable, use a cable in this box, young and able. It's irony, it's entropy, it's gonna be
to turn the table. White light, second sight, white heat. See the tunnel, leap of faith. I can see, I can hear her calling. White light, white heat.
Whoa, yeah. All right. Very nice. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was Garth Anderson and friends playing a song called White Light. And you said that was the first song you ever played with these guys.
Yeah.
About how long ago was that?
Oh, man.
3 years?
3 years,
I suppose.
Wow. Yeah.
3 years.
All right, just kind of curious about that.
Yeah.
And so we of course, heard the steel guitar and the electric guitar, and Jeremy was on a gooseneck gourd?
Close. Speckled swan.
Speckled swan gourd. It's one that he actually grew himself, and it's large, and it's way cool, and now you're switching to...
I don't know what this gourd's called, but it's a gourd.
What do you think, Fran? Because Fran's a... I don't either.
Yeah.
You know, it probably started out being bright yellow, that kind of squash. Yeah. Maybe, anyway.
Are these garden miracles that just... You get so excited when you see them. This one was hanging off the fence, so instead of the neck bent over, it was nice, long, and straight.
Oh, how cool. But would you just shake that right here into my... All right, so this is another one. I just love hand percussion, you know. Whoops, it comes from my teaching K-5 music, I think, when kids, I had all the percussion, hand percussion you can imagine.
I would imagine.
And it was so much fun, singing, dancing, playing instruments.
Well, it's a good thing to start out on, and it's a good thing your whole life, really.
It's, right,
you know,
because
like
it's beat and rhythm, and of course... Those little kids, that's what I taught first, and I loved it. Okay, good. How about another song right away?
We'd love to.
All right.
Swimming and all the clean living. Hello, Kenny Park. Hello, get your gammy. Hello, get your gammy. I come over that hill, I still get a thrill. Hello, get your gammy. Well, I'm glad to be living here. Up among the lakes and the trees so free. I love your town of Duluth. I love your town of Duluth. Home of Bob Dylan and myself, God willing. I love your town of Duluth. Scene. I dig that homegrown music scene. I turn it up to 11 on KTWH. I dig that music scene. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm glad to be living here. Up among the lakes and the trees so free. I love you, town of Duluth. I love you, town of Duluth. Home of Bob Dylan and myself, God willing. I love you, town of Duluth.
Thank you.
Who said that's the number one goal in life is to, Pete Seeger. He said the number one goal in life is to find a place that you really love, you call home.
I guess. And, Duluth.
Wise words.
Yeah, we're both transplants, and I really appreciate that song. Is it called Hello Duluth, or?
It's called the Duluth Song.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very, very nice. And we are live.
Leslie.
Yeah. We are live with Garth Anderson and Jeremy Rosseth and Joshua Tesh. And it's great. So that was song number two called The Duluth Song. And once again, maybe you turned in late, Garth Anderson is playing electric guitar, happens to be an Epiphone Les Paul model. And Jeremy Rosseth is on percussion. So right now he's got some metal brushes and a box. Could you just play that so they could hear that? Yeah, a cardboard box and metal brushes. I love it. And then way over there is Joshua Tesh playing his steel guitar. Can you play a little something separate? I love it. You know, and it blends so well with the guitar. And I must say, I haven't noticed many steel players in any kind of music except country. So I love that. And it doesn't make the song sound country, which I thought when I saw you setting up and everything, oh, I didn't think they played country, but not really what you call country western at all.
Seems to kind of fit in real well.
It really sounds great. It's a really nice sound, the three of you.
Thank you.
I think we got the balance right, I think, too, in here. All right. Well, how about another song? And then I know that the folks listening are going to want to know a little bit about you guys, so
sure.
We'll get to that.
Sure. Yeah.
What's this one?
This is called Mimi. A great musician who hailed from Duluth. Strangeness everywhere. Hard knocks, the paradox. The virtue turns to beautiful. I saw Elvis at the 7-Eleven. He said he was on his way to heaven. He said, take care, son, as he was leaving. Viva Las Vegas, he was singing. Live in hope in my headphones. Feel the beat in the harmonies. You're coming from Alan and Mimi singing. Underground, blue velvet, the fire burns. To weld it, distortion, the Mo Tucker, hey, low, Mimi Parker. She had to
drum set up. Existential, thinking outside the box, preferential. Voice of an angel from heaven, when Mimi sang, the gift was given.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Wow, and that right at the end was that metal percussion brush on a cardboard box, and that was a cool song.
I asked Joshua to do this with me right after we had agreed to do it, and I waited, I think it was only like a week ago I asked Jeremy, but I'm glad I asked him to play with us today. It's a nice little addition for sure, and just the right studio size.
Yeah,
for all of us.
I think so too. Do you play with any other bands, Jeremy?
I do. I play with Garth in The Repairmen.
Oh, okay.
Where I play a full drum set, and then we have a bass player and Joshua on the steel guitar as well. It's a little bit bigger, more production.
Yeah, okay,
and that's. We'll be playing Homegrown as The Repairmen.
Oh, are you? Do you know where you're actually going to play yet?
Wednesday at Gophers Bar and Tavern, I believe. Bar and
Seven.
Grill.
7, I believe.
It's 7 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What was the name of the bar? I'm sorry.
Gophers.
Yeah, Gophers. Okay. And at 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And that's May. No.
It's the Wednesday of Homegrown. Yeah.
Okay. We'll look it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The Wednesday. Yeah, so good. I'm glad to know that. And I'll probably mention it on air next month to
awesome.
Any of the people I know, any of the events and things like that. I sometimes get a chance to ask. How did you guys get started, each of you individually, in music? Joshua on the steel, you want to say?
Yeah, started out life. Playing piano.
Yeah.
My brothers and I had to play piano. Our mother made sure that we got at least 2 years of piano.
Good. Yay, Mom.
Yeah. I'm grateful now. I wish I would have played more than that.
Yeah, see?
And then joined the orchestra as a violin player in the fourth grade year. So my grade school years, played that all the way through high school.
All right.
Didn't think that instrument was that great when I was in the middle school days. So picked up a guitar, which we had laying around the house. Picked up a guitar, because you could play songs that you kind of heard on the radio.
Did you take lessons right away on it, or
teach
yourself?
No guitar lessons, just the orchestra stuff and violin, and then that just kind of always stuck with the guitar, and that's still what I play
mostly.
By far the most, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I play with Garth in a band called Landscapes as a guitar player, a standard six-string guitar player, and always thought the pedal steel instrument was kind of interesting. It's an odd thing to kind of wrap your head around and to figure out.
Yeah, Joshua was telling me that it was a little bit, well, he really debated a lot whether to take it up because it's so expensive.
Yeah, they're hard to find and expensive.
Yeah.
They're not really easy to find or to try one before you'd buy one. They're not very common. And
I have all the respect in the world for people who play that. It's quite unusual. I mean, I've seen people, guitar players, kind of play slide with a, what do you call that? A slide, actually, that you put on your finger. Yeah. And but it's not the same. And I'm really loving that it's not that, you aren't playing it along with country western music, so it doesn't have that flavor.
I think that's maybe kind of maybe part of my conscious effort, like to do something different than what I've previously heard with it.
I love that. I love that.
There's a few artists out there that I like that have done similar things, and
and
I guess that's kind of what pushed me to do it.
So, and let's see, Jeremy, you usually play a full drum kit then.
Yeah, that's what I usually play now. I'm a product of those 2 years of piano as a kid, too, that I should have stuck with, that I wish I could have now.
What were you guys friends growing up or something? Oh, wow.
These guys go back a long ways.
Wow.
Joshua and I have known each other for 30 years.
Oh.
And I guess when I really started playing music, like with bands,
right,
inside a choir in high school, I was the DJ, so I scratched and sampled records for... We were in college together, and we got together with music majors. And
good, Carl.
I had gotten interested in playing with turntables, and that's where we really started to play music together as a band, and that carried over into graduate school. We have a bit of the same history, but same thing. Joshua goes to open mic and plays his guitar, and he's like, bring your turntable. And so that really put, you put yourself out there at open mic with a turntable.
Yeah, where were you guys then at this point in
Marquette,
your life?
Michigan.
Marquette, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they had at that time they had an incredible music scene, and we were able to collaborate and actually put together a band where we traveled around for 2.5 years.
Nice.
And what was the name of that band?
The name of the band was Moon Boot.
Moon Boot.
And if people want to listen to Moon Boot, they can go to...
It's still on iTunes and all. It's on Spotify.
We played 20 years ago. We played Woos House.
Like, yeah.
When they first started, about 20 years.
Oh, was it called? What was it called? Beaners back then?
Yeah, one of the first years they were open, I think.
Right.
We played with that band.
So, and actually, the person I lined up to be here, Garth Anderson, could we have a little bit of history about you? Did you start in school, or how did you get started?
Yeah, I went through the public school program. I started out on clarinet, oddly enough.
Clarinet's great. Come on.
Well, you know, clarinet is great, and I mean that. I don't know how I mean that. Anyway, I ended up studying percussion and have played drums my entire life. Kind of a drummer by trade.
Oh.
That being said, sort of picked up the guitar and songwriting along the way, so I do a little bit of everything. I'm fortunate that I get to play with these guys in a few different configurations, in landscapes, which Joshua plays guitar and Jeremy does the lights for
and
us.
And that's where I met you first.
That's where you met us from at Sacred Heart.
Right.
I'm playing drum set, and if I can plug that, we're at the Rathskeller every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m.
That's neat. Yeah.
And then the three of us also play. Right now, you're listening to Garth, but you're also listening to a group called Vader when the three of us are together. In that, I'm playing guitar as well. So fortunate to have found these guys to put up with all the ideas and just contribute to everything I'm doing. And
yeah, that's great.
It's not uncommon for him to go, can we try a new one?
right? In concert?
We already have 30, 40, Garth. Do we need a new one?
Oh, I see. And then you're also, Garth, in a group called Anderson Tuo, because you're in that Garth Anderson and Joe Anderson.
Yeah.
Are you related?
No, we're not. No. When my wife and I moved up here 5 years ago, and I found Joe through Craigslist, and we just started playing together. He plays saxophone and clarinet and flute, and I played percussion and had a keyboard going, and we just started jamming and recording stuff, and it turned into Anderson Tuo. That's something kind of on the side that I do. I'll be playing with Joe tonight at Carmody's at 9 o'clock if anybody's out and about.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right.
You got to name drop your other band, too.
I play in another group on drum set called Janie and the Spokes.
Oh, of course. And I do have that down in my notes.
We're putting out a CD. We're going to be playing at the weekend of the 5th and 6th of April. The first weekend in April, we're going to be playing a Friday at Carmody's and Saturday at Woosaw's. It's going to be kind of our CD release weekend. And that group is going to be at Homegrown as well. We're going to be there Saturday at Sacred Heart, I believe at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, neat. All right. So a lot of performing for you.
Yeah,
while
yeah.
Shifting gears from one band to the next, and that takes some skill in by itself. All right, so we're going to have another song, and what will that be?
Yeah. Joshua, why don't you say something about this?
About this song?
Yeah. Is there anything to be said?
We just got to play it. We
well, what's the name it. Of it?
It's called 41.
41.
Under the sun, I tell you the answer is 41. Let me show you how it should be done. A young child, unpopular, must fit into the uniform. Franchised rebel to conform. Well, you capitalize on the rebel norm. Give me a hammer, adapt to hit. A square peg in a round hole. Out of tune is my triplets. Sun. I tell you the answer is 41. Let me show you how it should be done. And all in all, it's all the same. I heard it all, we all agreed. He was playing from the wilderness. She was playing for good, she was playing for free.
Nice.
Thanks.
Very
Thank
nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, I really like that ending. That was a song called 41. I'm
yeah.
going to ask a bit about it.
Yeah.
But that ending was just really super.
Thanks, Leslie.
Just such a change, you know, in tempo and dynamic and everything. So how did 41 now, did you write that song?
I did. I wrote all these songs.
Right, I figured.
But yes. Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh.
I don't know exactly what it is, but somebody asked the computer some question and the computer thinks and whirls and whizzes and little smoke comes out and finally he says 41.
All right. Well, you're listening to KTWH. 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota. And we are live in the studio with Garth Anderson on guitar and Joshua Tesh on steel and percussion by Jeremy Roseth. And we're just having a great time with these guys, loving every minute of it. You know, right now, I just really like to... put a thank you out there. You know, over the weekend, Our radio station had a really awesome event. I didn't have much to do with it except to advertise with some, put some posters up around town. But we, some of the people in our station worked really hard, and I can't even explain how wonderful it was. It came off without a hitch. I want to thank everybody who had anything to do with that. Much gratitude goes out to the people who helped to create it and, of course, participate in it. For example, Kim Leon really led the way to realize our vision of this whole big event. And her husband, Jose Leon, did all the videography for it. We had some other people taking still shots. Everything about it ran smoothly because of the preparation before. And maybe you guys will be involved in our next one because we had live, you know, people up on the Two Harbors High School stage. And yeah, yes. I'll bet you would. Yeah. Anyway, it really came off wonderfully. And anybody at the station and in the community who had anything to do with putting that together, bravo and congratulations. It was magnificent. All right.
Leslie, I'll mention that the whole show, the whole 2 hours plus, is on our KTWH YouTube channel right now as of yesterday.
Oh, it did get up there.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Fran. Oh, that's wonderful. So it's a two-hour-long, wonderful show, and maybe more than that, actually, if they maybe did some video of the Expo, the Native Nations Expo ahead of time, was really informative. There were Native dancers there. Oh, I can't even explain it, but everybody should go to ktwh.org and watch that because it really was super. How about another song?
Love to. Jeremy, is there anything you want to say about this one? It's Head Radio.
What's it called?
It's called Head Radio.
Okay.
Jeremy, any thoughts on this before we dive into it?
Not in my head right now.
All right.
I got it to go. COVID kept it through the drive-thru. East to Duluth, the town I met my wife in. I'm grateful I can touch her, but she's the only one. So I wrote this song about the distance I was feeling, about the spaces in between us, on my head radio. And the spaces in between we kept our distance, but I can hear you on my head radio. We sat in silence, but there's no distance. Thank you.
So I'm driving up north. I'm listening to the radio. Listen to the sounds coming out of KTWH to me. I'm listening to the fella. He's singing about the girl from the North Country. Sounds like he's singing a revelation. Sounds like he's singing to me. Out past the distance, out past the loneliness, out past the emptiness, between you and me. And it makes me feel better when I'm all alone. I haven't got a friend but my head radio. And the spaces in between we kept our distance, but I can't hear you on my head radio. We sat in silence, but there's no distance when I hear you on my head radio.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
And so right before you played that song, you did mention, and I have failed to mention, but I will now, that all these songs, I think you've played six or seven so far, all the songs that this group is playing today were composed by Garth Anderson.
That's
very, very nice. And so how many songs do you think you've composed in your life? We've had everything from, composers who are in here who have said, these 10, that we have composed these 10, or 200.
Like
or
10 a week.
Yeah.
I think I could fairly say about 400 since, wow, I started this. There was a first batch in my 20s that I did on cassettes, and there's not much evidence of that left over, but that was quite a bit of music, and that sort of got destroyed somewhere along the way, and I started over. And right now on Bandcamp, I've got a few things posted. I think there's 50 things posted on there, and each one is probably 20 minutes. That's kind of how I release things.
Wow.
Some of them are song-oriented. Some of them are just pure improvisation. Some of them are synthesizer type of things, more ambient head music, I guess. Just put out a new project called the Garthinator 59.
Okay, yep.
And
I was going to talk about that a little bit. Could you?
It's all on Bandcamp at Garth Anderson at Bandcamp. That's my plug.
It's there.
I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Okay. It's there. I often like to get people's input if you are a composer, because there are young people out there, especially kids involved in the Music Resource Center in Duluth and other places, who are interested in composing. And they go, Mrs. Black, where should I start? And can you speak to that a little bit? How does somebody start composing a piece, a song?
Well, I'd speak to it in that before composing, as far as just getting out there and doing it. 5 years ago, I was pretty much only a drummer. And within the last 5 years, I've come out and been able to do.
What?
I would have to give a lot of credit to the open stage at Wusow's on Wednesday night. That's kind of where I started, and that's where I met some people, and that's where I was able to get up. Because I'd been writing a lot of songs at the time, just sort of dedicating myself to this. And anybody who's starting out, Wusow's on a Wednesday night, boy, you can just get away with trying your thing, and if the song doesn't go right, nobody's going to give you.
And they're forgiving over there.
It's
I
a
heard.
Nice crowd.
Yeah,
it's for beginners, and
right.
And, I certainly was starting off, So that's a nice place to.
You've only been really doing this around here for 5 years. You did say that that's when you moved up here.
Yeah.
And where was that from?
Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Played drums in a few groups around there, and you know I would play and practice, and I'd been writing these songs since I was in my 20s, but the thought of playing them out and putting a group together that was doing my music was, you know, I just feel real fortunate that I found these people to play with me, and that's a real blessing.
Yeah, and I do want to say that some people pronounce it Wusos.
Yeah.
And some Wusows, and I'm not sure which is which. O-W at the end, just so.
What do you guys think?
Listeners.
I say Wusows. Wusows.
I think it's Wuso.
It's fun
Wusos.
To say.
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah, whichever, just so people know that what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, so that's way cool. So how would anybody, a child or teen or adult, how do you write a song? I mean, do you have to pick a topic, or is there a topic that you like, or it just comes to you, or?
I would give two suggestions to somebody who's sort of starting
Great.
Out, and that is that, you know, it's nice to have some kind of an instrument. I mean, you can go a cappella, but whether piano or guitar is just so universal. But, you know, when you realize that you can write a song with one chord, you can write a song with two chords, you can write a song a lot. Most songs are written with three chords, but... there's a band that I love called Galaxy 500, and they're really good at writing songs with one chord, maybe two chords.
They just Wow.
kind of a different approach. So it doesn't have to be complex to be good. But the other thing would be, you know, start keeping a diary. You know, the thoughts that go through your head may seem mundane and not worth anything at the time, but maybe put together later, you know, if you have a thought, write it down. That's the germ, the seed for a song right there.
I really like that, you know, just to, you just keep a little tiny notebook that you can put in your pocket or your purse or whatever, and then...
Your phone.
Yep.
That's what I do.
Oh, that's right, sure,
yeah.
Sure. And just having a thought, or you see something that's cool and you write something down and come back to it later and it could be made into a song, you never know. Great. So how about another one?
Love to.
And this one will be called
Under the Gray Sky.
This is called the
Facade of Perfection.
Facade of Perfection.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Facade of Perfection.
Oh, the thought.
Facade.
Oh, facade. Okay.
Facade like a siding on a house. Front. Starts a leaning, fall down, confusion, closed circuit television. It's the inbred facade of perfection. Imagine me repeats the same terror. It's a little knowledge sold to the highest bidder. Can a point be proved by counting tiny thumbs up? Can the person with the most words ever learn to shut up? Closed circuit television, it's the inbred facade of perfection.
great.
The facade really, of perfection.
Really, really nice. That's mine, right? Yeah. There. Okay. Really, really nice.
Thank you, Leslie.
Facade of perfection?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That could mean a lot of different things, and I think you explain your point of view on it in the song really well. But I didn't, yeah. All right. So, let's see. I was going to ask you, can Garth, to start with, can you think of some artists or bands who you think really influenced you? Maybe they influenced you to do it because you loved how they sound, or you kind of wanted to emulate, or you liked one. Yeah. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. You know, playing drums, where I was a big fan of the band Rush, and the drummer Neil Peart, and that he had come from a similar place that I came from. You know, I was from North Dakota, middle of North Dakota, and he was pretty much straight north of me in Canada, involved in the farming community, and you know, he was a big inspiration. I love that. But really, Bob Dylan, I was handed a cassette tape in the late 80s, and it was the Motel tapes, you know, with Tony Glover. And if you're familiar with it, it's a bootleg that's out there that it's Bob singing before he goes out to New York, records his first album and such. And he's doing a lot of covers, folk songs, Candyman and Stealin' and gosh.
I'm going to have to look that up. What is that called?
It's called the Motel Tapes. It's on YouTube.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I was inspired because I could see that he was taking these folk songs that I'd heard before and he was completely making them his own. And, you know, just seeing how one could take that and make it something else. It was very inspiring, and you know, it was raw, and it was something I could relate to, and so that would be a big one for me.
Yeah, that's good. You know, people do that well. Whenever anybody's playing a cover, I call it. Well, Carl does some Dylan covers and some other ones in our jam group, and I call it "Don't Think Twice," a la Carl. So,
put your own little
just,
take on it.
It's different, but it's, and some people even use the same lyrics and change the melody. Now, that's really a trick.
Well, and it gives you a starting point. You know, I mean, there's a real value in learning covers. I'm enjoying not doing too many covers right now, really any. Most of the groups I play with were doing original music.
Your original music, right?
in most of the groups, Jane Oss does the majority of the songwriting, Janie and the Spokes. There's a value in learning covers.
Sure.
And hopefully you can break away that and use that to come up with your own original sound.
Right. It could spark something. Sometimes it's like I've heard people sitting over there go, well, you know that song so-and-so and those three notes when the chorus starts?
Yeah.
That's what inspired me to write my song.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably true with most songwriters. You know, they were just so inspired by being touched by a song. Todd Rundgren.
Uh-huh.
Another one that just Neil Young.
Oh, sure.
Joshua Tesh.
Joshua Tesh.
Joshua Tesh is a very good songwriter as well. Any thoughts on the topic?
You have originals out there, Joshua? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do a couple of the landscapes. I mean, really, landscapes, everybody sort of chips in, but we do a couple of Joshua's that are fantastic.
And again, that's the band where I heard these fellows play at Sacred Heart for a Music Resource Center event.
Yeah,
and that was cool. And so it must have been somebody in the back said, hey, you know that woman up there playing flute? She has a radio show, because all of a sudden, who was that? It doesn't matter. Yeah. So, and here we are, and only a couple months later. or a month.
And then I think I just asked you if I could, if it'd be okay if I contacted you. And
yeah,
you were cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you I'm not going to stalk you.
Yeah.
It
just turned out. I mean, we're like booked through August or September, I think. But it just worked out that I could get you in this time.
So
but
awesome.
Yeah,
we're so
it
so
is
happy
great.
To be here.
And we're glad to have you. It's sounding great.
Thank you.
Another song?
Love to. Yeah. It's called Under a Gray Sky.
That's quite a collection. You got a lot of it. Represents knowledge and the truth, makes you a king. That's quite a collection. It is material, but that collection's gonna fade away under a gray sky. Another shiny object turned to digital. It gets no depth of perfection, and it never will. $1 million coffin, another Mercedes Benz, and when that temple crumbles away, another will rise again. Of all collections, of all the resurrections, of all the imperfections, under a gray sky. Gives the story traction, but in the end, the gray sky will descend, and that's the end of the action. One more bloated purchase, miss something that you don't need. I'm gonna feed the greed, the best of the breed, 'cause you know their service. All the collections of all the grains of sand vanishing, and I blink. The gray skies descend. Of all the connections, all the imperfections, all the resurrections.
Oh, all right. Very nice. That one, I especially liked a change in dynamics a little bit in that one that you've done in some of your songs, you know, just get real quiet or a little bit louder, and it's nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really, really like it. Why shouldn't you iron a four-leaf clover? You don't want to press your luck.
We got
to get a little St. Patrick's Day fun in here. I have another one. Just one more.
Yeah.
Why do leprechauns hate running? They'd rather jig than jog. That's it for my St. Patrick's Day jokes.
Well done.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it is a fun holiday. It's not like I go all out or, and I don't even wear green today, you know, for it. But I,
green,
it's fun. It's very, your guitar is green, and it's a very pretty one, actually.
Thanks. It's really new. It's I bought it from the repairman's bass player. Hi, Tim. Tim Rubin. liking the guitar, but yeah, I made this the leap from a Telecaster to Les Paul like within 5 seconds.
Oh wow! After you tried it and heard the difference, or what?
Yeah, it just seems like it's easier to play and a little more. It's got a nicer sustain to it, nicer to play. Maybe looks a little better. Looks a little cooler. Peter Frampton played one.
Yeah, and so are you talking about a person in the cities who sold that to you?
He's in Duluth. He's the bass player in the Repairmen.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. And I did have that that band written down here as one of the ones that you play in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So now I'm looking at the clock, We don't have that much time left. So, I don't know. I'm thinking this could very well be your last song. And I want to say I have just enjoyed this so much.
We have too.
Thanks for having us.
It's awesome. Yeah, thanks for having us.
So cool what's going on here.
So lucky. And I read lately that we were voted number 2 radio station
that's
in
awesome.
The Northland.
Awesome.
And so that's, people back there are hollering. And we're, Carl and I just love it here. We just never have any regrets about our show, about becoming involved in the radio station, and about meeting the people who volunteer here. I'm telling you, this is the best group of friends you could ever ask for. So any listeners who want to get involved, just call the station, come on into the station. Maybe you have some more things that you could volunteer with for our station. And again, we did have so many volunteers for our special event this past Sunday, and it was a blast.
It's a very, very supportive group.
Oh, yeah. And so much fun. We just always have so much fun at the station here.
Yeah.
All right. So one last song, and it's going to be what one?
This is called Shed My Skin.
Shed
My Skin. This goes out
to
all the staff at KTWH.
All right.
1, 2, 3. Skin, yeah, so I got no name, and pick up my guitar, and play to the sun, and not give a damn, if I'm heard by anyone. I wanna wake up tomorrow, not judge anything, yeah. Color of your skin, or the God that you pray to, or the books that you write, or the books that you read, or the clubs that you're in, that you're in. Yeah, I wanna wake up tomorrow and not hate anything, yeah. Try to keep it all sacred. Now I'm gonna steal a line from the Bob Dylan pages. Don't hate anything except for hatred. I wanna wake up tomorrow and shed my skin, yeah, like Jesus Christ, a Buddha or Lao Tzu, oh, Robert Allen Zimmerman. He not busy being born, is really busy dying. I wanna wake up tomorrow and shed my skin, yeah. So I got no name, and pick up my guitar, and play to the sun.